In step two, the question was broken down into inputs and outputs. In this step, you'll use the inputs and outputs identified in the previous step to identify the data needed to answer the question. As you work through this step, it may be determined that additional data may be required. At this point, the questions may be refined so that the appropriate data is collected. If you have a very simple question, or if you have asked your questions quite specifically, the data you need will be readily apparent. For example, it is clear what data you need to determine whether older students attend class more than younger students. Most questions, however, are more complex and will benefit from more formal deconstruction. One approach towards identifying data is to make a list or chart of the topics and related data for each component of the question. Click on Next to see an example of this chart.